Okay, so welcome to ADHD Alchemy. This is more than a podcast. It's also my signature coaching program at Fitology. I built it for bright, sensitive women who are tired of feeling scattered and chaotic and ready to feel calm, clear, and fully in their strength. Inside the program, group or private, you'll finally drop the mask and start thriving. Together, we'll quiet the relentless inner critic, break the old patterns of procrastination and self-sabotage, and begin redefining ADHD on your own terms. So, in just a few weeks, you'll find yourself more grounded, confident, and leading your life with intention by learning to work with your fancy brain instead of against it. This is where your too much becomes your magic and where real, lasting change begins on day one. So, if that speaks to you, find more at fitology.com. You'll find a link in the show notes. Today, I am visiting with none other than Nicole Foley, the brains, the brawn, and the beauty behind Soul's Core Studio, where she builds brands and websites for entrepreneurs who are tired of doing it all for themselves. Some of her notable projects have included Raw Gold Swimwear, Haunting Hearts Club, and Sophia Wellness. What's really special about Soul's Core is that Nicole knows exactly what it means to be a small business baddie, so she's just as committed to delivering solid results as she is to beautiful design. Nicole, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thanks. So I'm curious, I'd love to just start with where you are now in your ADHD journey and where would you really love to be?
Like a lot of women, I feel like I'm kind of just now discovering my challenges, things that I've always felt were just my failings or my mishaps or me just not trying hard enough are actually things that I maybe need extra help with that I didn't know to look for, right? So, some of those being ability to stay focused on things, to stay on task, to get things done in a reasonable manner without this impending doom or this deadline is tomorrow and I have to spend the next 8 hours doing this because I didn't spend the last 8 days doing it, right? And just staying consistent, staying on top of things, finding systems that work for me. I would love to find something that works for my brain and helps me stay on track and keep things actually in line and moving and progressing.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you, like many of us, somebody who has tried various things and they work great for, a week or 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden your brain just shuts down and says, nope, no more. That's not for me.
I have been through every software, every system. I mean, I love using new software, so it's fun for me and it turns into its own hyperfixation. But then 3, 4 days or weeks or months later, it's just like it never existed. It doesn't work for me and I need to find the next best thing. Usually, unfortunately, that's in the middle of some of my most stressful, like work heavy times is when I decide this isn't working. I need to redo the whole thing. So, yes, I have done so many different systems, and trying to find something that I can actually stick with has been a challenge for sure.
And there's really a story about sticking with things, isn't there?
There really is.
Once we've tried something and then it kind of falls away, it loses its novelty and we feel that pull to move on to something new. A lot of times there's a really big story. The inner critic starts saying things about what it means that our brain has gotten tired of one system and wants to move on to another. Can you say a little bit about how that feels for you and how the inner critic comes across in those moments?
Oof, the inner critic gets really loud. I get a lot of my brain telling me that I'm just not doing it right. I'm not trying hard enough. I'm not working enough. I'm just not smart enough to deal with this. Other people are doing so much better than you because they're doing XYZ and you just can't do it, you know? And that's a hard one to quiet sometimes. I mean, I definitely feel like those are the moments where I get really hard on myself and I have to like focus to make that brain part shut down and be quiet or talk to somebody else who has dealt with similar things, or talk to my people that are part of my village who see me ways that I don't see myself during those times, and really kind of give me that feedback to help kind of realign me, get me back to center, and get back on the right path and quiet that critic.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said about how you regain that focus by talking to other people, people who've been there, and trying to counteract the negativity of the message about you just can't do it, not smart enough, or you're not whatever enough.
Yeah,
That's
because if
awesome.
you don't actively do that, at least for me, if I don't actively try and like bring a shock to that inner critic spiral, it will spiral and it will go bad, and then I'm in complete burnout and I just hate everything I'm doing and hate myself and do all these things and just get s stuck in that mindset. So that's something I've learned has been really helpful. And reaching out, asking for that help is difficult for me, but it is beneficial.
Absolutely, yeah. What do you think makes it so hard for us to reach out and ask for that help?
I don't know if it's a pride thing or a women thing or what it is. Maybe the entrepreneurial spirit is I don't need other people. I'm going to do this on my own. If I ask for help, that means I couldn't do it. I wasn't good enough, and I don't think that's true, obviously, but I definitely think that's kind of what cycles through my brain in those moments. I have to remember that there is strength in asking for help, and there's nothing wrong with it. And every time I do, I typically get some feedback along the similar lines. Other people are feeling the same way or have dealt with the same thing, and here's what helped them. And if even not tips to help, at least just some being seen, kind of being able to talk through it with people who have experienced something similar is very helpful. So I don't know why, but I definitely know I think it's more common than we think.
Yeah, probably more common than not.
Yeah.
I often think back to something that a good friend told me at one time when finally I had reached this breaking point, the point at which I just could not do anymore. And finally confided in her. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I can't continue at this pace. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And finally we had a long conversation, but the gist of it was, it would be an honor if you would open up to me and tell me before you get to that point. And I think that it's so important to remember that real friends, the people who are around us who truly want to support us, they want to know before we get to that breaking point. And
Oh, for sure.
it's almost like a gift to them to be able to reach out and say, I could really use a walk around the block. I could really use a cup of coffee with you right now. I just need to unload a little bit.
Oh,
And
for
so,
sure. And it's one of those like when friends have come to me, or family have come to me, or my partner, or my kids, or whoever it is, even clients, when they come to me, they're like, I need help. I feel that honor. I'm like, yes, please let me help you. Let me be involved in this. Let's workshop this together. Let's brainstorm. Let's come up with something that works. One, because it's probably, at least for me, easier to do that for other people than it is myself. But also, I feel like there's a lot of trust in that. And there's a lot of vulnerability and intimacy in that, that a lot of times is not as obvious, when you have those moments, it kind of really helps you connect in a different way. And people trusting you in that moment is really, really special.
It is. It's so hard for us to remember when we're down in the depths of it, but it's really critical.
Yeah.
Really, really important. So let's talk about ADHD and business. How do you think the two play together for you?
Oof. It has been a challenge. I've been running this business since 2015, I think officially, and it's been a lot of ups and downs. I mean, there's been a lot of I should be further. I should be making more money. I should be doing that. A lot of shoulds pop in my head. But I also remember how much I've grown just as a person through the process. But there's been a lot of ups and downs. I mean, definitely finding processes that work for me as well as processes that work for my clients, and that finding that balance between the two has definitely been a challenge. And it's still changing. I mean, I think the biggest thing is learning how to adapt and pivot, and also just meet people where they are and kind of learn from that experience as well. So it's been a long haul, and I feel like I am just scratching the surface. It's a lot.
Yeah, there's always more to learn.
Always, which I love. I mean, that's exciting. I think that's part of the fun of ADHD is that like you're always ready to learn something new, and that's the fun part as much as it is upsetting at times.
Right, that's true. I think it can make us valuable assets, though, as entrepreneurs, especially in a creative field like you are. It's a huge asset for your clients to come to you because you are always willing to learn more and always willing to think in different ways and take where they are and then move it ahead a step or
Yeah.
two or three or four.
Yeah, I had a client tell me recently actually that one of the things she loves about me is that I'm able to put myself into a lot of different audiences and a lot of different design styles, which I think is something I've learned through essentially like masking my own self for so long. I've learned how to show up in different ways, and not in a an inauthentic way, just in a way of like knowing how other people are thinking and knowing how they want to be seen or how they want to show up, and being able to apply that to different design styles, different audiences and markets and things like that, which I think is a huge asset within my design business because I can work with a lot of different clients. My target audience is people, like certain types of people, not the industry, not the design style, not anything like that, or product or service, anything like that. It's just people that I work with that have that same kind of fire for their business, no matter what the business is. So I think that's been an asset in that I can work with a lot of different people and still give them the same kind of service.
Amazing. I love that. I think one thing that at least I find unusual about you is that not only do you have the creative kind of design brain, but also you really have an eye and a mind for detail and technicality, especially when it comes to the website stuff. Can you say a little bit about how the left brain, right brain juxtaposition works for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this really affects it, but I'm an Aries and then double Scorpio. So I love like the fire and everything and learning new things and the excitement and the impulsivity, but I also love the systems and the processes and learning the behind the scenes and how things work and what makes them tick. Also a lot of good hyperfixation on forums and YouTube videos and everything. I mean, I never went to school formally for anything design related, so it has been a lot of I will say yes and then I will figure it out. I will make it happen, and it ends up being really fun for me. Digging for those answers and doing the research and trying different things has been one of my favorite parts of my business, honestly. And it's surprising to me sometimes when I realize how much I know about things and don't give myself credit for it. But people ask me something, and to me, it's an easy answer. To them, it's mind-blowing. So I think that's just a matter of leaning into that curiosity and that drive to master things. That has definitely helped me kind of build a well-rounded business because for me, it's not just the design of things. It is how everything works in the background. And a lot of my business is making things easier for my clients. I want to build a website for them that feels easy but works really hard without them having to work really hard. So I maybe that is due to my own the way my brain works, because I want things to be easy and still work. So that's what I aim to do for them as well.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. What is feeling really important for you right now in this phase of life and business and so on? What do you want more of or less of or clarity around?
Right now, I'm focusing a lot on building routines that work for me, that are able to ebb and flow like I do, but also stay helpful and consistent, without me having to be in them all the time. I actually just started a beta program for a whole Notion platform interface template that is built by a amazing wedding photographer named Larkin Kendall, who is ADHD, and she built this because it's worked for her. And one of the big things that she includes in it is rituals. So it's a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly rituals. You set the metrics. It can be whatever you want it to be, which is helpful. They can change as you go through, which is helpful. And it also has been helpful to me to actually sit down and look at these metrics, as opposed to just kind of, it'll work out, you know, it'll happen, if I avoid it, it'll handle itself on its own. But it's very bite-sized, and it's simple, and it's very, I don't want to say clinical, but it's very just, let's look at the facts, let's take the emotion out of it, let's look at what is actually happening right now, which I think is helpful for me. Because I'm someone that very much puts a lot of my emotion into my business and into my clients and how I show up. So taking that emotion out of it has been a struggle, but also an exciting idea for me, so that I can actually work on scaling and growing without feeling like it's the end of the world because I lost this project or I lost 100 Instagram followers or whatever it may be, you know, looking at the work I'm putting in and the output I get from that has been kind of a fun process, which is surprising to me, but that's something I'm working on. And it's just being more intentional with my time and my thoughts and my emotions and putting each of those where they need to be, as opposed to just willy-nilly using them whenever.
You touched on a couple of things there that I think are important to highlight. One is the idea of that when we take the emotion out of it, we're also taking out the judgment. And I think that sometimes is one thing that really gets us tripped up and in our own way. So it sounds really beautiful what you're doing to narrow it down to what just the facts are and make it really nice and clean and efficient so that there's no room for that judgment.
Yeah.
And the
And
other
that's one
thing
of the
I've
things she mentioned when in the intro to the beta program is there's no shame. There's no It's okay to be messy. It's okay to walk away and come back to it. And something about her saying that was really beautiful for me. And so in my feedback, I was like, that was super helpful. Hearing that it's okay for it to be messy. It's okay to not do it right. It's okay to change things to work for you and not have to show up in a certain way was incredibly insightful and helpful and made me feel like I had permission to be me.
Yeah, beautiful. The other thing, the second part of what it sounded like you were saying is that there's a real focus on process versus results. And the results are important and they're going to happen, but as long as you stay focused on doing the steps and making that incremental progress, the end result works itself out. And
Yeah, and I
that's
think that that leans into that instant gratification idea, right? So that's something I've always been really good at is being excited to start things, putting a lot of work into it, and then not seeing any kind of results, and then saying, screw this, I'm done, I'm bored, this is no fun anymore, and moving on to the next thing. So I'm hoping that this kind of that process and that she calls them rituals, which I think is fun too. Those rituals will help me actually stay on the process and show the small growth that will feed my brain the happiness and be ready to like continue that.
Yeah, exactly. Not only are you getting those tiny dopamine hits along the way, but also there's a lot more within our control in the small stuff than there is in the end result.
Yeah,
So it
for
gives us a
sure.
little more sense of agency in completing the rituals versus completing the whole project at the end, the way that we had envisioned it when we started out. That's very cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is the biggest thing you've learned about ADHD? Or what do you most want people to know? Or both?
I think it depends on who I'm talking to, right? So people who maybe have ADHD or are feeling like they may want to get assessed, whatever the word is. I definitely think giving them the permission to try different things as opposed to what in like society has told us is the right way to do things. I'm big on stepping outside of your comfort zone, as scary as it is. Anything that is scary and hard at first is most likely worth it in the end. And stepping outside of those societal norms of how things should be done is scary and it's hard, but sometimes it's beautiful and the results are magical. And then for people who maybe are very neurotypical, I would, recommend that they kind of look into or ask more questions about how people's brains work that aren't maybe neurotypical. Ask them, okay, what is the thought process here? How does this work in your brain? Like, explain this to me. Because sometimes there's a lot of brilliance in it, and then sometimes you can be of help even. My husband is actually like diagnosed ADHD since he was a child, and he grew up with a lot of different tools that I never had. And so he is at a point now where it's very streamlined and like he has all these things that are just natural for him. And he's been able to help me, but also I feel like I'm so all over the place that he almost seems neurotypical now, I asked him at the gym the other day. He was doing some exercise and I was taking a break. I was like, what is your brain thinking right now? And he says, nothing. I was like, there's nothing going on in your brain. He goes, it's blank. I was like, what is that like? That
That never
sounds
happens.
absolutely fantastic. Where is that button? Where can I find it? How do I turn that feature on? What are we doing here? And so, yeah, I mean, he has helped me a ton to kind of figure out how to quiet those voices, how to focus my energy and my thoughts and kind of streamline those. So ask questions, I guess, is just my overarching thing. Ask questions, be curious, be open to new ideas on, I guess, both sides. Yeah.
That is beautiful life advice for anybody in any situation. Be
Yeah.
curious, ask questions, and
Yeah, I
stay
tell that to my
open.
kids all the time too. And then
Thank
they
you
ask me
so
all the questions. And then I'm like, okay, can we stop with the questions for a second? You're doing great, but I can't handle it right this very moment. So,
Ask questions, but at the right time.
exactly.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here and sharing. I know stories like yours are going to help other women know they are not alone in this. For people who want to reach out and learn more about you and Soul's Core Studio, how can they find you?
The best way to find me is on Instagram. It's at Soul's Core Studio. That is where I chronically overshare and I am most consistent. I am a web designer with no real website at the moment. That's another thing. But that is www.soulscorestudio.com, where you can sign up for my email list, where I overshare some more, as well as book a call with me, or if you have any kind of questions or want to talk through some stuff, if you need some branding or web design done, that's where you can find me as well.
Amazing. And we will drop those in the show notes as well. Nicole, thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it and wish you all the best.
Thank you. This was so much fun, and it was great talking to you, and I'm excited. I had a great time.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you, too.